Are you back with us, Amy?
I am back with us, and I guess that we are recording now.
Okay, well, would you mind taking it from the top and just tell everybody who we are and why we're here?
Okay, well, thank you everyone for joining us, and welcome to our Purium Health Products Wednesday Consumer Education Conference Call Series. We get together every Wednesday night to talk about different health challenges and topics relating to health and well-being, and how we can incorporate diet and lifestyle and nutritional supplementation to improve our quality of life and our health. And we're very lucky to have with us tonight David Sandoval. He's one of the owners and founders of Purium Health Products. He has a book out that I hope you've all had a chance to read, titled The Green Foods Bible. It's very, very good educational material there that I hope everybody gets a chance to read. And we're very lucky to have with us as a special guest tonight, naturopathic Dr. Michael Woolfield. He is a friendly voice that many of you have heard on the phone. He does one-on-one consultations with people that call him with specific questions, and also he can answer you in the form of an email if you have a specific question about a health supplement or a health condition, and how diet and lifestyle can play a part in changing that for the positive. So welcome both Dave and Michael. Thank you so much for being on the line with us tonight.
Thank you, Amy.
It's really great to have you, Michael. I wanted to say as well, it's great to have your perspective. I wanted to, with the permission of everyone who was tuned in a moment ago when the call was interrupted, I would like to just remind everybody that we are talking about HIV and AIDS, and we are saying that, you know, this is a very controversial subject for many reasons, but we are not going to delve into the controversy of AIDS other than perhaps just its origin. But the only controversy there is whether or not we could help as many people as possible as quickly as possible so as to relieve them from any suffering that they might be going through, as well as to help their families and others cope with this disease. It is known to be highly manageable, and it is in decline thanks to a strong education effort, but there is still so much work to do. And so tonight, I wanted to just very quickly cover what AIDS is, and then we wanted to have a short conversation with Dr. Woolfield to get the naturopathic perspective. So the classical definition of AIDS is a human immunodeficiency virus, or HIV, which cripples the immune system and severely decreases the body's ability to fight infections and destroy other cells that are may harm the body, including cancer. Many people with HIV die from a severe infection, and acquired immune deficiency is actually an umbrella term for all of the known 28 known diseases and symptoms that may afflict someone who has been infected with HIV. So when a person has any of these diseases or infections and is also positive or test positive for antibodies to the HIV virus, that is the classic definition of AIDS. Now, Amy, I was wondering if you would be so kind as to, as the moderator of the call, to bring Dr. Woolfield through that naturopathic perspective, and then, of course, to lead us on to many of the other information that we have to go over this evening, because this is really a complex subject, but we have tried to make it simple.
Awesome. Well, Michael, well, why don't you give us basically your naturopathic perspective of what someone that's battling HIV or AIDS can do to improve their quality of life and to really improve or boost their immune system. Because that's what it's all about. It's about building that immune system, because there's cases like Magic Johnson, who you can live a perfectly healthy life and still, you were infected. But it's how you take care of yourself, really, that is going to lead to that quality of life.
Well, that's absolutely true, Amy. I think one of the big things that it's good to get the information out about is there is so much confusion, as Dave was saying shortly ago. And one of the things that's happened is if you just go online and you start looking for references and you pick up magazines, not necessarily ones that are, you know, nationally known, you will find many, many articles and advertisements claiming to sell products that will cure, you know, these kind of conditions. And I think this kind of thing is really causing a lot of difficulty because, number one, it's very unethical, obviously. And one of the things I really want to cover, because I think this applies to this topic as well as so many other topics like cancer and other things, is that if we go back 2,500 years ago to Hippocrates, Hippocrates is considered the father of medicine, modern medicine. And he basically stated that there is no such thing as an incurable disease. He also stated unequivocally that the body is self-healing, that the body can correct any problem that occurs if it's given the right environment and the right tools to work with. And so that's really what I think the focus needs to be on, is that once we become empowered and we realize that we have the ability to allow our bodies to go through a healing process, which it's endowed with. We don't have to do anything almost except get out of the way and give it the right tools to work with.
Exactly.
And so by doing that, it's been said that empowerment alone will launch you into a healing cycle quicker than anything else you can do. And so to combine that with using the right lifestyle, the right supplements, you know, that's really what it's about. And I think the people who have made the most significant progress, who have stayed around the longest with the least amount of symptoms to have to, you know, navigate around, are folks who really have taken charge and decided that they recognize their own empowerment and that the empowerment that they really need is just to allow the natural forces to work with them. But one of the big problems that I think a lot of people face, I think we all do this to some extent, is we tend to get in the way.
Right.
We tend to not be able to relax enough and stay focused on what we need to do. And so, you know, and one of the things that you run into with this kind of condition is you have the ups and downs. You know, there's a great book that we read about a year ago by a man named Sandor Katz, Sandor, and his last name is Katz, and the book is called Wild Fermenting. But he's a individual that is dealing with AIDS, and he was basically, you know, given a death certificate and decided, you know, something didn't register with him on that. And so he basically started doing a lot of researching and studying and turned his own life around and, you know, lives on a commune and raises his own vegetables and food, and they have their own chickens and, you know, and goats and cows. And so he has really gone full circle. But I think the important thing is what he has done has been a message so that people realize that it's not necessarily clear sailing. In other words, you're going to have your up days, you're going to have your down days, but the point is, as long as you stay focused on what it is you're trying to accomplish and recognize the healing capacity that is in your body, and also just recognizing that, you know, the emotional issues that we have to contend with conditions like this, they have to be faced very honestly, because those kind of things are blocking the healing energy from taking place. And so that's a very important thing to add to the whole mix, so that we can't just simply, you know, wish them away, but we have to confront things, we have to be able to face our fears, and this applies not only to AIDS, but it applies to cancer and any other very debilitating condition.
We talk about it on the calls a lot. It's a whole mind, body, spirit connection.
Right.
There's a fear and denial cycle that Michael is referring to, that we fear something, so we deny it, because to deny it is not to have to face it. But what Michael is saying, that once you're empowered to face it and to begin to take positive steps for your own behalf, that is half the battle, is the decision to face it,
right,
accept it, and to begin to take and make, to fight. And the decision to fight is the reason why people could, you know, put a screw in with a Phillips screwdriver and a flathead screwdriver because they're determined to. But if you have the right tool and the determination, I believe is what I heard you say, that mm-hmm. could make all the difference in the world.
Right, exactly. And I think another thing that is important to let people know, and I'm saying this partially because I get so many calls regarding this particular issue, and that is people are very confused about, you know, how much of anything do I take, whether it be a supplement or a food or what have you. And I think the rule of thumb has to be, and this goes along with this whole idea of empowerment, is realize that as a company, you know, first of all, I want to say that one of the reasons that I am very happy and proud to be associated with PHP is because we really do have very high quality at a price that almost everyone can afford. And I think that's a unique feature in the industry today. You know, I'd be the last to say that we are the only people with good products. There's lots of decent products out there, but you're not going to find products like these at a price that are affordable. A lot of these, you just look at the green food categories or the coconut oil or the other things, and you're going to see prices anywhere between 30 and 50% higher on, you know, comparable things. And so I think that's a real blessing, you know, to the management that we have products that everyone can attain. And one of the problems that you have and you face when you're dealing with a condition like this is a lot of times, you know, you're out of money and you've gone through a lot of resources, and that's where we really want to be of help. But what I wanted to say is that any time you start anything new, always start with a small amount. It's always the best bet and the best way to go. The reality is the government makes every company that makes supplements and make food, you have to have a nutritional facts panel and you have to have a recommended amount. Okay, what's a serving size? Now, as far as I'm concerned, that is about as stupid a thing that anyone's ever come up with rather than just having a guideline, because how can you say that somebody who is 25 years old, who weighs 114 pounds, has the same nutritional needs as a 50-year-old person who weighs 230 pounds? It's impossible.
Exactly.
Yeah, and so what you want to do is you want to start with a very small amount and gradually increase the amount until you find what works for you and your body. And I think that's real important. So the last thing you want to do is start off by taking a ton of something that you've never had before, because your body has to get used to it.
Mm-hmm, exactly. You don't want to shock your body and then say, oh, that doesn't work for me, and toss it aside.
Exactly, exactly. And so I think that's a real real crucial position, because I would say at least 30% of the calls that I receive from people are from people who have simply overdone it. They've taken too much of something they've never used before, and it's, you know, they've had a reaction from it, and they don't understand it. And, you know, and of course, then they back off, and it's fine.
Right. Exactly. It's kind of this, like, magic bullet kind of mentality, or more
right.
better that we have here.
Well, and that's another, I'm glad you brought that up, Amy, because I think one of the big problems that exists in our culture today is the fact that, you know, there's really, real quickly here, there's three kinds of medical care that is available in the United States. Everyone's pretty familiar with allopathic medicine, which is pretty much symptom management. They're going to throw a drug at you, they're going to throw surgery at you, chemotherapy, radiation, something like that, okay? And that has a place. There's obviously times when stuff like that can be life-saving and helpful, especially in an accident. The second type of medicine that's become very, very popular is considered alternative natural medicine. Now, this is really not that much different than the allopathic medicine, because it's still dealing with symptom management, and it's still throwing something at a symptom, which is what people want, because they want instant gratification and they want that silver bullet. But instead of throwing a toxic drug at the person, we're now throwing something that's less harmful, like an herb or a homeopathic or maybe an acupuncture treatment or whatever. But so, and these are very, I'm not putting them down, these can be very helpful, and even, you know, even certain supplements fall into this category. But the third method of healing is truly what's called traditional naturopathic medicine, which is based on the concept of what I mentioned before, that the body is self-healing, And that the main way you approach any condition is through cleansing and rebuilding. And obviously, there's different ways of going about that, but that's really the main focus. And the reason why it's not all that popular is because it's slow.
Right.
And, you know, people are conditioned to have their, you know, they want their Big Mac right now. They, you know, they don't want to have to wait and cook a meal. And so that's part of the educational process that I think people need to go through when they're dealing with conditions like this, is that these conditions take a long time to germinate in the body. They don't, you don't get infected and all of a sudden 2 days later you have a full-blown case of, you know, of a debilitating condition. These things go on for years and years and years before anyone even knows they exist.
Right, they incubate, right.
Exactly. And so one of the main things that has been shown to be very helpful is that all viruses love heavy metals. And so through a detoxification process and helping to get rid of the heavy metals, that can be very helpful in just giving the body less of a burden to deal with, so it has an easier time fighting, you know, what it's trying to contend with. Because the fact is that the body is well adapted to take on almost any invader, but when it's having to deal with heavy loads of toxins and petrochemicals and heavy metals, that really slows the system down significantly. And so I think that can be very helpful for people. And then the other thing I think that's just important to help people stay focused on is, not only are we going to have experience the up and the down, and there's going to be the good days and the bad days before it all starts getting better and better, but it's also a very, you know, time-consuming process. And to expect results within 2 days, even 2 weeks or 2 months, is not necessarily realistic. But what really seems to work best for the people who do the best are people who take it one day at a time and use all the resources that they can. And those people are not looking for any magic bullet. They're just looking for what they can do, and the experience of healing becomes their joy.
Right.
And I think that's really cool.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, let's say that, Amy, Michael, let's say that it's AIDS, National AIDS Testing Day, okay? And so a couple who are married, or boyfriend and girlfriend, they decide that, hey, you know what, we don't know for sure. Let's go down and get tested. And, you know, because it's free and responsible thing to do, and I encourage everyone to do this, who's in a relationship or not. Take advantage of these free testing, of this free testing day. I really encourage you to do that. To not know is to be in denial. I get tested once or twice a year because of my insurance. But I'm not sure that everybody does. And so, but the bottom line is that...
So in other words, it's free to do it during this period.
Yeah, and so let's say, Michael, that all of a sudden I, out of the blue, find out that I have AIDS because of some previous sexual relationship, or perhaps a blood transfusion. Maybe I got, you know, bit, you know, by, you know, a mosquito that somebody who had AIDS. I'm joking about that. That doesn't happen. I'm just saying that, let's just say that however it happens, I find out I have AIDS. I'm scared to death. First thing I do is I run to my doctor, right? And the doctor's going to put me on a cocktail of drugs. Now, all of a sudden, I go online and I see that, wow, you know, a lot of people who take those drugs all of a sudden have the symptoms of AIDS when before they took the drugs, they didn't. What, I mean, how do you know? I'm scared. I don't know what to do. The doctor's telling me to take these drugs. The drugs don't look so good. I'm going online. There's all these people trying to sell me these miracle cures, telling me that black walnut husk is going to, you know, kill my AIDS overnight and stuff. I mean, do I just try everything, or is there a logical, measured approach?
Well, I think what people have to do is they have to feel comfortable in doing their own research. I think that's definitely the first rule of thumb. I think that, you know, because we have really done some good homework and we have our battle plans, I think the battle plans are a good thing for people to at least look at and feel whether they are comfortable with that kind of information. But I think ultimately, and this is what I find people do the best with, is that when they are comfortable with the modality that they're using, it's going to work the best for them. And I think that's the secret, is that you have to get in a position where you're calm, where you're not operating out of fear, and that you are doing the best you can at doing the research and asking as many of people as you know, and that's what we're here for. But I think ultimately you have to feel comfortable with the program that you're going to embark on. Personally, I would have a very difficult time going the drug route. I can tell you that several people that I have talked with who did a lot of alternative things, like the kinds of things that even that we offer, also, ended up doing some of the drugs. And, that was their decision, and they didn't necessarily do them for a long period of time, but they did do them. And I think that ultimately there are, there's so many different approaches to take that, like I said, the naturopathic approach has always been cleanse and rebuild. And so I don't think anyone can go wrong with that approach. And you can use a lot of different modalities within that. But I think the essence is to realize that you can assist the body in its own healing. I think that's what makes the most sense.
Well, I agree completely with that. I know that Amy would agree as well. So I'm going to then start with, and I'm not just playing the part of someone who has just found out that I have AIDS, the first thing I'm going to do is detoxify my body, stop eating the foods that are contributing to toxicity, and start taking some foods, herbs, or programs that might, whether it be sweating or whatever it might be, that are going to help to get the toxins out of my system, so that when my system goes to fight back, it's not going to be debilitated or held back or unable to because of these toxins that are clogging it up. Is that correct?
Right. That's definitely the good place to start.
Okay. So then, I start taking the herbs. I start exercising, eating right. And my doctor is telling me, but wait, statistics say that the people who take the drugs are surviving at a greater rate. My answer to that would be that every person needs to make that decision on their own. Find a good holistic doctor and get their perspective as well. But what would you say to that person who is, done taking a naturopathic and holistic approach, an herbal approach, and the doctor saying that isn't enough, that's a bunch of hogwash?
Well, then I would say that they have to feel comfortable with their decision. I mean, it's not for me to tell people to do or not to do what a medical doctor says. I think we all recognize that. But what I would always tell people is I would always remind people of the notion that health is our divine birthright. And it's not to say that certain things cannot be of help, but I think the main thing is if you stay in a position of strength and calmness, you're going to know the right thing to do at the right time. And, it's one of those things that you almost have to rely on your intuition. And many people I've talked to in the last year, I haven't talked to that many AIDS people, but I've talked to a good handful or so, is I've discovered that the people who seem to be doing the best are spending a lot of time each day in calming exercises. They do take walks, they meditate, they pray, they do visualization, they do affirmation, and they only make decisions when they feel centered. And if they're not feeling centered, they postpone making a decision. And they don't let anyone tell them this is the right thing or this is the wrong thing. They look at information carefully, and they weigh it with their friends, with their family, but they always do it from a position of calmness and strength. And that way, you are never going to get freaked out by what the doctor says. Unfortunately, the medical establishment today And I think a lot of people recognize this, because I hear this probably at least 20 times a week. Someone goes to a doctor, and the doctor who they trust as someone who is their caregiver basically leaves them scared to death.
Right.
And that's not the way medicine's supposed to operate. Okay, well, if it's operating that way in some cases, you know, that's the way it is.
But
it,
Michael,
it doesn't mean that you can't get value out of a diagnosis, but it doesn't mean that you have to necessarily listen to someone who's trying to scare you.
But does that leave you in a centered, balanced position of strength, or does that leave you weak, off balance, and desperate?
You're going to feel desperate if you allow it to bother you. But if you go to a doctor knowing full well that this man has information and resources to share with you, but you really don't necessarily care what his opinion is, but you want to find out the information. You see, this is where it really becomes very tricky, because if you are not focused before you approach something like this, and you've had a bad day, and the guy says, "Well, you know, I think you're doing a bunch of stupid things. You need to take this drug." Okay, well then you could easily be swayed into saying, "All right, well maybe that's the right thing to do." And there may be cases when taking a drug might be the right thing to do, but you don't do it out of fear. You do it out of strength, and I think that's the secret. And if you're feeling freaked out, you don't make a decision. It's just that simple.
Well, we have a call called How to Talk to Your Doctor About Nutrition, and on that call, we explain that we are not doctors. We are not medical doctors anyway.
Right.
We are only trying to give people advice when they are, and this is the point. Again, we're listening to the Purim Health Products Wednesday Night Consumer Education Series. The subject is HIV and AIDS. We have Amy, one of the founders of Purim Health Products, as well as Michael Wofield, a naturopathic doctor. We are discussing, again, exactly how to deal with this subject if it comes up. And what I'd like to say is that we don't practice medicine. We try to educate you so you have more information, more knowledge, so that when you have a list of decisions to make, they're not limited to only the list that that maybe a company like Pfizer may want you to. I want you to read that a pharma-sponsored infectious disease institute inaugurated a recent joint ceremony where Uganda and Pfizer are working together to fight AIDS.
Right.
Despite many, many people's objection, they are not allowing the holistic, naturopathic, complementary approach to be used at all in the studies. It must be only the drug and not the studies. The studies
right.
have been done in the application. If Pfizer gives people these AIDS drugs, they're not allowed to use any of the naturopathic things. Now, here's the problem. For a long time, Michael and Amy, for a long time, there were no AIDS drugs in Uganda, you see, for years and years and years, and Uganda had one of the worst cases of AIDS, or the worst populations of AIDS sufferers as a percentage anywhere in the world. And so they had developed a fairly effective naturopathic approach to dealing with this condition. And so the people are very reluctant to say, well, now that I'm managing this condition naturally, in order to get your drugs, I need to abandon my naturopathic perspective. What you're saying, from what I heard, is the two can be used side by side in some cases effectively, but it depends on the situation. You should have a holistic-oriented doctor to help guide you along, a medical doctor, yes, but make sure they're one that understands that you are someone who values naturopathy, who values holistic approaches, and that you want them to help you incorporate that as your first line of defense, if that's your desire, or as a complement to whatever it is that they recommend, if that is your desire. But I believe that you should never, ever be forced to abandon your herbs, your detox, your good food, and all of that, simply because your doctor is putting you on or recommending that you are on these drugs. Would you agree with that?
Oh, absolutely, Dave. And I think this, you know, the secret all boils down to really the purpose of these calls, and that is education. education is the first step, but education by itself doesn't get you anywhere. You've got to apply the education. And that's where the rubber meets the road, as they say, because once you are armed with information so that you have better facts to deal with, then you're not going to be freaked out by these people, and you can stand up and say, wait a second, you know, this is my body, and I have a right to decide how my body is going to be treated. And people will do that when they feel strong and powerful, and that's only going to come if they have the right information. But without that information, they're really just pawns in a system that's designed to really promote the drug industry and that kind of thing. And so that's really the secret and the power behind these calls, is to help people become more educated, and then to take that education and apply it in their lives so that they can make the right kind of decisions.
Exactly. Now, speaking of that, we haven't heard from Amy in a little while, and she put together a list of signs and symptoms.
Well, I wanted to say thank you very much to Michael. I know that you have that you have to go to. So we really appreciate all of that information, and we appreciate all your time that you take with all of our members and customers on a daily basis.
Well, I really enjoy it, and I just welcome anyone who has any questions or comments about either conditions or products. You know, please feel free to call me or to email me. The information is on the PHP website.
Awesome. Thank you, Michael. You have a wonderful evening.
You too. Thanks a lot, Dave. Thanks, Amy.
Thank you.
Bye-bye, Michael.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Well, I think what we need to do, because we're running kind of short on time here, is let's just talk about some of Purium Health products offerings that can help in what Dr. Wolfield was saying, what you were talking about. We have a detoxification package. You can learn about that on the website by visiting www.phporder.com. What we recommend, or what we suggest, what we do in our own lives on a daily basis, is take a green food. I say that that's the cornerstone to any nutritional supplement protocol or regimen, is take a green food like organic kamut blend or organic barley green juice. And there's probably two or three calls, and Dave has a whole book and a CD about how green foods aid the body in detoxifying. Also, fulvic zeolite is a product that helps, as naturopathic Dr. Wolfield was discussing about heavy metals, and pulling those out of the system, as well as chlorella is a wonderful heavy metal detoxifier. And these are things that, if you're following the naturopathic approach, you might want to do first. You might want to do it as your foundation, and then move into some of the items that Dave and I are going to go down the list right now and talk about as far as nutritional supplementation that we offer from Purium Health Products.
Great. Well, absolutely. I think that obviously starting with something like fulvic zeolite or chlorella, which are going to help detoxify the body of heavy metals, those heavy metals are going to be they're going to create a breeding ground for viruses. And so it's important that we eliminate those heavy metals. And in order to do that, we also have to acknowledge that we need very healthy colonies of friendly bacteria in our gut. And those healthy colonies of friendly bacteria in our gut are going to assist in the final elimination of those heavy metal toxins.
And for that, we have the Advanced Probiotic Blend, which is one of our offerings at Purium Health Products.
Absolutely. In fact, Advanced Probiotic Blend is a combination of three of the best-selling, shelf-stable, scientifically proven, and of course, effective probiotics, including the Friendly Trio, F19, and L-Sporogenes, sold separately. Each one is about the cost of what we charge you for all three of them combined, and so a phenomenal product. Green foods like green kamut are obviously tremendous in helping the body to detoxify, and also it raises immunity to increasing circulation, the uptake of oxygen, and oxygen inhibits viruses as well. And so so clearly, you know, these are the foundation. But I think what Amy and I are very proud of is that we have done what I think is something that no one else has done at this point, is we have taken all of the... All of the most potent and complementary ingredients, in other words, the herbs that we have found from scientific literature from every corner of the world, and those things that have shown the most promise. Again, we're not saying that they are going to be able to cure AIDS, but they've shown the most promise in helping to inhibit, for example, the replication or inhibit the spread of AIDS. They weaken AIDS. Perhaps they increase a part of your body's immune system that is oftentimes affected by AIDS. And so by bringing this full force approach, several different herbs, each one in a fairly high potency, and combined in a synergistic fashion, is a product that we call ImmunoMax. Now, ImmunoMax is actually a product that is used widespread. People who have colds and flus, they know that, you know, a couple of handfuls of ImmunoMax, I know it sounds crazy, but you take, you know, maybe a little extra during those times, and you see this immediate resurgence of your immune system. It's really quite amazing. And again, ImmunoMax has aloe vera 200X. Now, I've got a paper that was just published, but Dr. Terry Pulse has confirmed tests by Dr. Reginald McDaniel, which reflected, you know, a drop in adipositive cell cultures with the application of aloe. And we're not saying that that is like you take our aloe and that's going to happen. We're saying there is a study that shows that symptoms like fever, night sweats, diarrhea, and other opportunistic infections were eliminated or significantly reduced in all of the patients. And that Dr. McDaniel has been quoted as saying that a substance in the aloe plant shows preliminary signs of boosting AIDS patients' immune systems and blocking certain side effects, toxic side effects, like which is unlike AZT. Green tea extract has been quite famous and, you know, around the world lately, but what people don't know is that in Japan, their scientists found a component of green tea that actually helps stop HIV from binding to healthy immune cells, and that's the way that the virus spreads. So it may not kill the virus, but if it helps stop it from spreading while your immune system gets revved up to deal with it, that might be very, very important, and that is called epigalactic and galate. So again, the epigalactic and galate. And then, Amy, one thing that we know, the arabinogalactin, that's something that was actually used by Magic Johnson, right? He's one of the most famous AIDS survivors.
Absolutely, and the arabinogalactin that he used himself and that he now endorses and talks about it, speaks publicly about it, is known to be superior to echinacea in boosting someone's immune system due to creating higher macrophage proliferation with a more concentrated form. It's a more concentrated form of polysaccharide that contribute to the echinacea's immune-enhancing ability. So basically, it's just like a real revved-up echinacea that's really going to get your immune system fired up, get that macrophage activity fired up so it can go out there and it can fight.
And the macrophage activity, those are the Pac-Man. Those are the ones that go up and eat up the infected cells. So macrophage activity is very important. And unlike echinacea, there is not a point of diminished returns with arabinogalactin. Isn't that correct, Amy?
Absolutely. So this is something to be taken on a daily basis, where echinacea you should take for a period of time when you need it, and then you need to back off so your body doesn't build up a resistance to it. Another herb that we've included in the Immunomax is astragalus. It's an ancient herb. It's been used traditionally in Chinese medicine for thousands of years, and research shows that astragalus has immunostimulatory properties. Again, it revs up those immune cells. It increases the number of stem cells in the bone marrow and lymph tissue and encourages the development into active immune cells. So again, it's an immune system booster, and that's what someone with HIV or AIDS is needing, is that stimulation of the immune cells and to help activate those T cells and natural killer cells.
The most used and valued herb in the history of Chinese medicine is astragalus, and is nothing in Chinese medicine that is a greater immune booster. Now, in South America, there's another herb that is sort of like the astragalus of the rainforest.
Right, and that's called cat's claw, also known as uno de gato, I believe in Spanish, and it's from central part of Peru, has the longest recorded history of using this plant or this herbal tincture, and it's been used here since the early 1990s as an adjunctive treatment for AIDS, as well as for many other diseases that target the immune system. So cat's claw or uno de gato is a very popularized, widely known herb, and what we've done, our herb for boosting the immune system, and what we've done is we've combined all these things that have been used throughout all parts of the world synergistically together in one product, so you don't have to go out and find the super high quality cat's claw, a really good astragalus product, a green tea extract, that you don't have to go out and find the best aloe vera. What we've done is we've done that research for you, and we've put it together in a formula and that you can trust from Purium Health Products, and again, that formula is called Immunomax. We are running super short on time here, so I kind of wanted just to go down the list of other complementary products that we would suggest that are listed on the battle plan, and we can just give a quick maybe point or two of why we've chosen them, why we've chosen to put them on the HIV and AIDS battle plan. Would that be okay, Dave?
Well, I think that obviously the aloe vera is so important that if you wanted to use the aloe vera 40X, that would allow you to get a little extra aloe vera into your diet. Organic spirulina, actually, there is so much research on spirulina and HIV that you could almost write a book on that alone. But there's a higher immune function and CD4 counts, decreases of fever, free radical degeneration, and nocturnal sweating, diarrhea, and weight loss all are reduced when people are taking spirulina. And there's a lot more. It gets a lot better, but people with HIV tend to have severe vitamin B and vitamin C deficiencies, which is why spirulina, rice bran solubles, and C from nature are so vitally important. Another thing that happens is they become very deficient in important, what are called essential fatty acids, the ones that you cannot manufacture within your body. Omega-3s from organic flaxseed are going to be very, very important. The antioxidant alpha lipoic acid is something that is in our Revivitol. And alpha lipoic acid is a powerful antioxidant that destroys free radicals and also helps in the removal of heavy metals.
The kind of the stress side that Michael was talking about, from the emotional side, the StressX Formula 16 can help ease feelings of intense stress or helplessness and just that kind of overwhelming situation that you find yourself in. The StressX can be very, very helpful for that.
Because you should not feel stressed out, and so for that, let's just relax a little bit and just talk about the fact that there is a vital relationship between a person's emotions and their immune system. So honestly, you shouldn't feel hopeless. You shouldn't, you should deal with your anger and your fears. And the emotional balance is going to help you to do that. So please do walk, meditate, do Pilates, take yoga classes, pray. Talk to people that you love, but most importantly, remember that every minute of life is precious, and you need to enjoy them and know that with proper self-care, and Magic Johnson is a prime example, that you can use a combination of pharmaceutical drugs and naturopathic techniques and have a tremendous quality of life and longevity. So, Amy, thank you for taking the time to be with us tonight. And remember that when you are practicing sex, and I don't mean you, Amy, I apologize, but when you are practicing sex, there is a reason why you should be careful about who your partner is. There's a reason you should know their sexual history. There's a reason, if all of that is not possible, that you must use protection. And even if it is possible, protection is recommended. So, Amy, once again, thank you for being with us this evening. It was great to have you and Dr. Wofield. Hopefully we could get him to come with us again.
Well, I also wanted to mention that many of the things that we talked about tonight are listed on the HIV and AIDS Battle Plan, which is located on the website at www.phporder.com. You click on Education and then click on the link to Battle Plans. You can find it there, and you can read about what we talked about tonight as well as other tips and techniques and suggestions for someone that is fighting HIV and AIDS. So I want to thank you, Dave, for being on the call. And thank you, everyone, for tuning in tonight, and we will be back with you next week.
Great job tonight, once again, as usual, and we'll look forward to having you again on next week's call. And thanks again, everyone, for being with us this evening. All the best.
Night.